And so in 1939, we were transmitting signals experimentally in Passaic, New Jersey, from an experimental transmitter, and we're building television receivers. We built enough sets to have a few of them at the 1939 New York World's Fair. Now, RCA also was active at that time. They put a studio at the fairground, a little relay transmitter on a tower at the fairground out at Flushing Meadows, and sent signals back to their experimental transmitter on top of the Empire State Building, from which point they broadcast those signals to a grand total of maybe 300 television sets around the whole New York area. That 300 sets coming from RCA and Dumont and General Electric and Philco, anybody who had transmitters. Well, I spent a lot of time at the World's Fair that year keeping sets running on display. And King George and Queen Elizabeth came over from England, and Franklin D. Roosevelt welcomed them in New York at the fair. And we actually put on the market and sold television sets from Dumont Laboratories with a 14-inch cathode ray tube in it. The table model set sold for $325. Those sets didn't have very many channels. We had equipment with a snap switch for four channels on the front. But at the start, there weren't very many stations on the air. There were three in New York at that time. The experimental channel of Dumont, and the experimental channel of RCA on the Empire State Building, and the experimental channel of CBS on the Chrysler Building. So we were applying for an experimental license with the FCC, and he said, well, we want to operate on the same frequency as NBC. So in the hearings to get that experimental license, RCA, NBC opposed. Why don't you go some other channel? But we didn't realize just how one could build sets that switched to several channels, so we asked for the same channel, one that RCA was using. And excuse me. We finally resolved it so that our experimental hours of licensed transmissions for Dumont would be from midnight to 9 a.m., and RCA would have 9 a.m. to midnight.